bring in all the good stuff, to make sure you're eating lots of fiber, make sure you're eating a lot of prebiotic and probiotic foods to feed the microbiome. Make sure you're eating a lot of antioxidants and color in the rainbow to feed your detox system that's going to help you detoxify your nutrients. So it's all that good stuff that we want you to be eating because of it feeds and supports all the systems of function in your body that will help your immune system function better.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor, from lifeinterruptedradio.com. And, oh, my goodness, it's my pleasure to be with you here Friday. You're watching this Friday evening at 7 p.m., but as you can tell from the sun outside, we're actually doing a pre-record because we have an awesome guest, and she's just got an amazing, busy woman, so we were able to capture her. And I said, yes, 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 when I found out she was available for our interview. So I'm so excited to have Dr. Susan Bloom, and she has been treating, healing, and preventing chronic disease for nearly 2 decades, preventive medicine and chronic disease specialist. She is the founder and director of the Bloom Center for Health in Rye Brook, New York, and she leads a large multi-specialty team of physicians, nurse practitioners, nutritionists, and health coaches, all providing cutting-edge functional and integrative medical services. And as you guys know, if you've been watching for a while, I am such a huge fan of functional medicine and integrative medicine. I think that's what people with autoimmune absolutely need, not just this diagnosis and a label on our head and say, good luck. So welcome, Dr. Bloom. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to have this chat and to share some great information with your listeners.
Oh, I'm so excited about this because just a little bit of your background. What got you interested in autoimmune conditions?
Well, autoimmune specifically, I got interested in for, well, two reasons. I think the most important probably is that I had Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And so my own autoimmune diagnosis sort of spurred me into wanting to understand why I had it, because I couldn't really understand because I was generally healthy at the time. I had no health issues that I knew of. And it was really shocking when I did the blood work and I discovered when I went to my doctor and they told me during my checkup, you know, that I had this. And so I really wanted to understand why. And as your listeners probably know, the functional medicine is the perfect vehicle for asking that question. It's really the way to the medical specialty that digs down to the root cause of chronic health conditions to answer that question. And then it provides tools for actually treating those root causes. And so really that's how I ended up with autoimmune focus in my work, because I healed myself. And then what I discovered about my own journey and healing myself, and I'm sure you know this, a lot of integrative practitioners have that story. I then wanted to share with others. You know, it was really the very first thing. But then, of course, you know, once you, you know, the saying, when you're a hammer, you always see a nail. So, right. And so in my practice, I had just started practicing functional medicine. And I mean, you know, as you know, there's a huge autoimmune epidemic. And so I just started working. So, you know, I just saw autoimmunity everywhere. And I tested for it even in people who didn't have classic symptoms, and I was finding it. So I ended up treating a lot of autoimmunity. I still do. And I ended up writing a book on it in 2013, The Immune System Recovery Plan. And so somehow I ended up an autoimmune expert, and and it's been really wonderful to really be able to help so many people.
We have talked about functional medicine before, but not everybody gets a chance to listen to every show. But what I love about functional medicine is it looks all the way through your system. It looks backwards. And when I did the journal, I could see that there were markers early on that if they had been spotted, perhaps it wouldn't have had turned into full-blown dermatomyositis. So yeah, that's what I love about functional medicine and this ability to go, okay. And like you, I thought I was eating healthy. I thought I was living a healthy lifestyle and all of that. And then just over the course of 3 days, surprise.
Yes, exactly. And so functional medicine then, just to speak to what just came up for me as I was listening to you, is that, you know, the word functional, right? If you just start with the word, one way of thinking of functional medicine is that there's this gray zone of impaired function before a full-blown diagnosis happens. And in the conventional world, and I'm conventionally trained and I integrate everything, right? So I'm still keep up with the conventional stuff, but my main approach is functional. But I'm saying that in that I'm not trying to slam conventional, right? We need it. It's important. And so anybody listening, us functional docs are not anti-conventional. We're an add-on. Like I joined the team. It's a different way of looking at things. And especially for chronic illness, we have a much different way of viewing things. And so coming back to then what I was starting to say is that functional is the gray zone before the illness. And even if you have an illness, right, it's also looking at impaired function to explain why you have that diagnosis, to explain why things are happening. But speaking to your experience of, couldn't this have been picked up sooner? As a preventive medicine specialist, I'm board certified in preventive medicine. That's what I was initially trained in. And I really wanted to understand prevention and how to prevent chronic disease. And it turns out what we know about prevention, you use on the other side to treat chronic disease as well. And so function is where you want to look to prevent, as well as early diagnosis or early detection of a problem. So this gray zone, we can already know that you have some inflammation present. We can already learn that you have some autoimmune markers even before you feel sick or even before there's a problem. And so in functional medicine, we have tools to start looking at the gut microbiome, environmental toxin overload, and to start really helping people look at those things, which can be impairing function, especially of the immune system. And we're here to talk about autoimmunity, right? And so the immune system, the home base for the immune system, where is it? It's in the gut, right? We know about the gut microbiome. But toxins also add a huge amount of oxidative stress to the system, which impairs the immune system. And so looking for all these places where there's an imbalance in the functioning, is your immune system already stressed even before the autoimmunity manifests? And are there some tests and markers you can start to look for even before you have any kind of autoimmunity or full-blown autoimmune diagnosis that a rheumatologist could make, right? So we're looking at that functional place before. So it's prevention, it's early detection, but it's also really important for treatment. Because after you get this diagnosis, let's say from a rheumatologist or wherever you've gone to, it could be your primary care doctor who makes this diagnosis for you, but many autoimmune people end up at a rheumatologist, although this is the problem, I'm going to digress for a second. This is the problem with autoimmunity, right? And why there's not good research and why we're not all unified and why we're not further ahead in understanding this health condition is because it's split up into many specialists. The MS people go to a neurologist. And the rheumatic people with lupus and scleroderma and polymyositis go to the rheumatologist, and the thyroid people go to an endocrinologist, and the Crohn's and colitis people go to a gastroenterologist, you see? So it was.
And sometimes we end up at several of them, and getting them all talking to each other too. That was, for me, I was going to three different specialists offering three different solutions.
So which specialist did you end up at?
Rheumatologist, dermatologist, and gastroenterologist.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were in the same clinic, but getting them to really sit down and discuss as a whole unit, that was it.
Right. And how stressful that is for you, right? The patient that like has to see all these doctors and they're not really getting a unified picture of putting it all together. Right. And so that's where functional medicine comes in, because we do the whole person, we call it systems biology. It's connecting all the organ systems. What is the foundational imbalance here that needs to be treated that shows up in different organ systems? So So it sort of is a single place to go, you know, instead of just
one-stop shopping.
It's one-stop shopping. That's popped in my head too. We can talk more about functional medicine, but maybe that answers what you're getting at.
Well, that's what I love about functional medicine. And as I was going through that process after I found functional medicine, was my own primary care is he's very open-minded and like, Sharon, you know, go, if that's, go, that's great.
That's but great.
Yeah.
All doctors are like that. So that's wonderful.
True. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of if you find a doctor that you cannot talk to, thank them very much for their service and find someone that will listen and hear your style of talking. Sometimes there's just a personality, a mismatch in the communication styles.
Right.
So I'm not opposed at all to saying thank you to a particular doctor when I'm like, I'm not sure that they're really hearing me. But anyway, that is I digress there.
But that's a good digression. And I think when you think about the kind of take-home tips that we can be helpful as where you and I are talking, creating a team of people to help support you in your journey is so important. And a lot of people are afraid to fire their doctor. And
well, there's nice ways to fire them.
You said it in a lovely way. I'm going quote-unquote fire your doctor. You know, and really, and I love the way you said that, thank them for their help. And I try to counsel people to just find someone exactly what you said, that listens, that will be part of a team.
Yeah. You know, and that's willing to talk to your other specialists because it's team. Important that the primary caregiver, whatever that is, it doesn't have to be your family doctor. It usually isn't. It's a specialist usually, but is willing to talk to the nutritionist and is willing, you know, that everybody's willing to share, because to me, that's when it all came together. What was interesting in my journey was early on, for years before the diagnosis, I knew something wasn't quite right. But I thought I was eating healthy and doing all these things I should be doing, but still something wasn't quite right. And as my doctor explained to it, which I love metaphors, is he said, well, the trouble with a lot of these things are so many of the symptoms are so similar that they are in this range, this sort of, you know, little, as you called it, the gray area. Mm-hmm. And it's not until you get one or two significant symptoms that bounce you up or out of that gray area that you can actually go, ah, there's the label that we can put on it. And that was helpful for me to see, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
Absolutely makes sense. But, you know, that whole idea of labels is very hard. Well, it's sort of, that's sort of the difference between, again, conventional and functional, because we really rely on labels before your doctor generally knows what to do with you. They're looking for you to jump up, to come up out of that gray zone into some abnormal test or something to show up so that they could label you and then therefore know how to treat you. The nice thing is I don't need you to jump out of the gray zone to know how to treat you.
Awesome.
My tests are evaluating the gray zone. So for example, we can do stool testing. We can do a better adrenal evaluation for fatigue. So when you look at fatigue, right, which is like a gray zone, perfect example, right? Fatigue, in your conventional doc, they're looking to diagnose you with either an iron deficiency anemia or hypothyroid. You know, there's a very narrow checklist that you're going to get tested for as an evaluation for being tired. And so maybe in my area, I'm in Westchester, New York, and I'm in Newark, Connecticut, you know, Lyme disease. So maybe you'll get a Lyme test. Maybe you'll get, not always actually, sort of a problem with that. You'll get some basic testing. And if none of that shows up, then, you know, sorry, you're good. Go home. You're fine. Just get more rest, you know. And whereas in functional, there's a whole bunch of other things that I start looking at. So I start looking at toxin load and toxin exposure, toxin history. I start looking at hormone, the whole HPA axis, including the adrenal glands, you know, and there's different ways of testing that, as well as thyroid function in a different way. I'm looking at T3 and I'm looking at how cortisol affects the binding of T3. Like thyroid hormone actually needs to be activated in the body, and there's stress and different things that are happening that could prevent your thyroid hormones from working, even though your levels look okay. So it's called like resistance to thyroid hormone. And so there's all sorts of things we start looking at that's different, you know, and of course the gut, you know, and nutrient deficiencies. We have ways of testing for nutrient deficiencies. And if you have SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or any kind of dysbiosis, which is an imbalance in the microbiome, you might not be digesting and absorbing all those great nutrients that you're feeding yourself because you're doing good with your food, right? And so you might not be getting it all in and have some nutrient deficiencies. You might need some more B12 and folate depending on your genetics. And there's so many things to look at. And so I'm looking at all these things. And I always, generally, we have very good success in, I do and my colleagues, in sort of figuring out why you're tired. And I don't need to label you with that diagnosis to know.
Right.
You know?
Well, I'm glad you're not a fan of labels. I use those generically because my complaint about labels is when I was told I had dermatomyositis, I don't like the label because the wording implies that I own it and I'm going to like be there forever. And at the time, the rheumatologist I had, which I later fired, was arguing with me. I said, well, okay, I accept the label. I understand you're trying to tell me, you know, this set of parameters that are there, but I don't have it. I'm not going to accept ownership of it. And not understanding the difference in how we spoke was very interesting to me because I explained to him, look, I can have cockroaches, but that doesn't mean I own them or that I want them.
Well, or that's who you are. Like you are, Sharon, with these symptoms.
Exactly.
You don't become just defined by dermatomyositis. And I think it is really important. And part of the problem is that people are so afraid. There's so much health anxiety. I had this great interview with Jeffrey Bland for the Arthritis Summit, which I had the pleasure to host in the fall. And we were talking about the disease model versus the wellness model. What's the disease model? This label thing you and I were just talking about. Our medical system is set upon finding disease, right? And labeling it. And so what happens is we've become afraid of diagnoses. We've been afraid of diseases. So most people just walk around afraid they're going to get cancer, afraid they're going to get this, afraid they're going to get that, because our definition of health is the absence of those diseases. You're healthy if you don't have that. You're healthy if you don't have cancer. You're health, so that we define ourselves by not having those things. Whereas Dr. Bland makes the argument, which of course I completely agree with, and I'm sure you will too, in that to what's the definition of health? It's vibrant, living your life to the fullest with your cognition, your full energy until you're 95. That should be our goal for our health, not getting a disease, right?
Absolutely, because when I was told what dermatomyositis was, because you hear that word, and as a layperson, it could have been supercalifragilistic. I mean, it made no sense to me. But then going on and saying, and you'll get, and then this is the prognosis, and pretty much be real, get over it, it's over. I was like, no. Let's back up. That's not going to be my life. Yeah. And so let's figure out how I got into the hole and how we're going to back ourselves out of the hole.
Yes.
Or actually, I turned around and run out of the hole. But either way.
Yeah.
I think that's critically important. I love this idea of health.
Yes. Okay. What does it mean? What's our definition of health and wellness? We want a wellness model of healthcare. And to get to the wellness model of healthcare, it requires a paradigm shift so that we're not just focused on the disease model. I see it every day. I've written books. I'm very much sort of a public figure now, but I'm seeing patients. I'm still have a medical practice, and I see people every day that are afraid and this fear of getting sick. And because that's our model. And so our health is defined as the absence of these diseases. And we'd really want to shift it. Think about those people who are 105 on the island of Okinawa, you know, in Japan. They're just well and vibrant, those blue zones where people really are living these long, healthy, vibrant lives all the way till the end. And that's what I want. So that's my goal. And so if that's your goal, then it's not good enough to just not have cancer or to not have autoimmune disease. It's what you want is optimal function in all the organ systems in your body. And to do that, that's where integrative and functional medicine really shines, because we're looking at that. You know, how do you get optimal function? How do you get optimal function in your whole, what should we call it, the HPA axis, hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, right? That's hormones. How do you have optimal function in your whole digestive, you know, your GI system and your microbiome, like all the work that's being done there? How do you have optimal function in your biotransformation? How are you clearing those environmental toxins through your body? You know, these are the nodes that we call, like, in the matrix. You know, there are sort of nodes of the things we look at. Nutrient absorption, it's all sort of that sort of gut related. And then there's structure and function, and then there's mind, body, spirit.
glad you brought that up. You're reading my mind, because I was going to say the one.
What about that?
We need to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to talk about what about that when we come back, plus so many others. So many questions are coming up. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break with more with Dr. Paul.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor, and tonight we're here with Dr. Susan Blum, and she is the author of 2 best-selling books, The Immune System Recovery Plan, which we've been talking about that in relationship to autoimmune conditions, and she is also the author of Healing Arthritis, and that offers a groundbreaking approach to helping arthritis sufferers reverse and even heal this condition. And that's what I love about Dr. Blum, is we're hearing optimism, you can recover, that there is a way out, which is, I have to say, sadly, with my early search for the recovery method of my condition, was missing that optimism. It was a get real, Sharon, which before we took that quick commercial break, we just hinted about mind, body, spirit. And I have to say, that was a real bummer to my mind to be told to get real. And I felt that once I was able to understand that grief period of, oh my goodness, and all of that, go through some of that mind, body, spirit connection, that's when a lot of the things in my body started to turn around. I found that so fascinating.
Yeah. A lot comes up for me as we're, you know, in thinking about that. The first thing is really good studies looking at how the outcomes of people do much better in anything that they're struggling with their health, when they feel empowered, when they have a sense of hope, when they feel that they're working with someone in a relationship, like their clinician or their healer or whoever they're working with, that they feel they have a positive relationship and a sense of hope. I think it is, this sort of speaks back to make sure you have a team of people who inspire you and help you feel better, because that whole piece is really important. There's really a lot of studies also looking at this whole shift to self-care. And I think that this is also really important. The sense of empowerment that you can do something to help yourself. I think when people feel hopeless, like you were saying, how you felt at the beginning and how your initial, the first rheumatologist sort of, how you felt in the presence of that rheumatologist.
Deflated my bubble.
deflated your bubble. And so giving a sense of hope, like, yes, that we can do something about this, is really, really important. And giving people tools to be participants in their own self-care, because this is actually a partnership. The old model of, and then we'll talk about mind, body, spirit. This is one part of it about the self-care that I want to talk about, the mind, body, part of the mind, body. And then there's the maybe mind, body, spirit part and stress that we'll talk, I want to come back and talk about. But this whole idea of locus of control, where you are given tools or you're, the practitioners you're working with engage you to participate in your own journey. And this is critical. The old model where you, the fixer model, where you went in and Marcus Welby gave you a pill and you felt better. You know, I grew up watching Marcus Welby and it was like the fixer, you know, I'm like superhero doctor. I'm just going to give you a pill. You're going to get better. And some older physicians maybe are still living in that bubble, you know, where they're supposed to be a fixer. And that's why there's so much dissatisfaction actually amongst the medical professional, because we can't fix any. We've realized it's frustrating. You go to your doctor and they don't know what to do with you. And so what? How does that doctor manage that? Because
and if you've never been trained as the patient, you've been trained in that motto of taking what is. I mean, I keep wanting to say pathetic. That's the wrong word. But that where you're just allowing the doctor to, like, here is what you have to do. But oftentimes the patient doesn't feel empowered to do it.
Right. And doesn't feel empowered. But that's my job. That's my job, to create an environment in my relationship with my patients that give them the tools and empower them and actually make it mandatory that this thing, this isn't going to work unless you step in and I'm going to give you the tools. And actually, when I was practicing, when I started practicing, I was just me and my assistant. And I realized people really need skill building. People needed to be given these tools. And so 8 years ago, I opened Blum Center for Health, and it's in Westchester, you know, in Rybrook. And under, it's, I have 4,800 square feet. And I have a huge teaching kitchen. And I have a meditation room and a mind-body room where we teach skills. And I hired a full-time nutritionist, full-time health coach, and other doctors also. But the point is that I realized that it's one thing to just tell somebody. The first step is for me to say to you, Sharon, you know, I need you to be engaged in doing this with me. I need to help you change your food plan. You need to learn how, what to eat. I need to teach you some relaxation skills. Stress is so important, and it affects your hormones, which affects your immune system. And so I'm going to help you by giving you these lists and some suggestions and apps, right? That's good, but it's hard. People still go home and they get lost and they don't really know how to do it. So
they get overwhelmed. I mean,
you're
overwhelmed with the diagnosis to begin with, and you're sort of in this grieving process, and that someone, yes, I love this idea that you have this ability, this place where we could come and learn actual things.
Right. You have to learn, teach the skills. Exactly. So I was like, I'm going to have cooking classes. I'm going to send all my patients into the kitchen. I'm going to pull all the different kinds of flours out. We have free pantry makeovers once a month. You know, just come in and we pull everything out on the counter and say, here are the best, better choices when you go to the grocery store. People really need their hand, you know, really support. They need so much support to really help learn the new skills. So this is really important. So empowering people to take moving the locus of control, it's called, from the physician over across the table, you know, to the patient, and giving them the tools and the skills to help them do it themselves. And that's actually what I really tried to do in the first book, in my autoimmune book, The Immune System Recovery Plan. It's very guided, patient, four-step program, self-assessments, workbooks. And people have really found it helpful. And that's one of my greatest pleasures that I'm grateful for. I get emails of people sort of thanking, you know, being so grateful for how the book has helped them, you know?
Absolutely. Because when most people on that listen to my show, it's the same story over and over. I can so relate. It's like they've been through this muddle of early confusion. You have to be honest, when you get a diagnosis, your ears sort of close. You don't listen as well as you normally would.
Yes.
And so that's the fascinating thing to me, which I love. You walk us through this program, and that's what you need, is someone to, as simple as it sounds, basically hold your hand.
You really
through the program. Now, if we're not able to come to your place, obviously not everybody can travel to New York, but as we're going through the immune system recovery program, what are some of the very first basic steps that you always tell people that you go, well, probably 95% of the time, Sharon, these are my first basic things everybody does?
Right. And so the immune system, so there's four basic steps. And so you always start at step one, right, which is food. So the four steps are food, stress, gut, and toxins. and you work your way through each thing as you go. And so we always start with food. Food is medicine. It's the food can be your anti-inflammatory and help heal you, but it can also bring in sort of anti-nutrients and toxins hitching along with your food as well. And so food can actually be triggering inflammation. And so we always start with food. I'm smiling because this is where I love all my colleagues, right? I love Amy Myers and I are really good friends. Tom O'Brien, the three of us wrote the three autoimmune books, right? And
we had Tom on. He's awesome too.
Yeah, Tom is awesome. We're all friends. And I'm going to see them all actually very soon because we're all speaking at the annual conference, actually the annual conference this year in 2018. And so I know this is evergreen for the Functional Medicine Annual Conference is on autoimmunity this year. And awesome. So it is awesome. And we're all going to be there. And you can always go to functionalmedicine.org, although I think they changed it to ifm.org. And even if this records or you're listening to this after the conference, you can buy the recordings. If you're a health professional or you're interested in that level of really listening to what's happening in functional medicine. And it's really going to be where we are in our knowledge and from a functional medicine perspective with autoimmunity and the immune system and immune function. But coming back to food, so you always start with food. The thing is that for everyone listening, I think of food as a two-step process. There is an initial food plan that's usually very restrictive. And the reason why is because you want to try to discover and remove all foods that might be triggering an immune reaction for you. Mm-hmm. And people with autoimmunity all have this condition called leaky gut. I mean, it's very well established in the literature that the chances of you having this leaky gut, which we'll talk about in a second, but this imbalance in your microbiome and increased intestinal permeability, which is another term for leaky gut. So that when you have this condition in your gut, which you likely do, it increases the chances that the food you're eating, food is triggering symptoms for you. The many different foods are triggering some sort of either flare or joint pain or muscle pain or rashes or whatever your symptoms are, that the food is involved in some way. And so we always usually start with some version of an elimination diet, right? We all do. And so everybody's can be a little bit different. So Amy follows the autoimmune paleo and takes out all grains and legumes. And does she take out fruit also? I don't know, but lectin-free, right? Grains and legumes, they all come out. And probably fruit too, I think, for the beginning. But, you know, it's very, very restrictive kind of a plan. I tend to stick with, at the beginning, just a basic elimination diet, gluten, dairy, soy, corn, eggs, which is the basic functional medicine. Gluten-free is a hunch.
And sugar.
And sugar, sorry, yeah. Focus on quality, but which is exactly, actually, I'm glad you said that, because instead of looking at what all these food plans have different, it's important to look at what we all have in common. And I call this my five guidelines for choosing food, right? So number one is get rid of the sugar. Get rid of all the processed food. Get rid of the flour, the white sugar. Certainly when it comes to grains, there's a spectrum. Either you're going to be just 100% gluten-free or you're going to remove all grains. The decision about doing that is going to depend on, for me, how sick you are and how severe your digestive symptoms are. So I don't automatically put everybody on like taking out all grains, but for some people I do. You know, people with really clear digestive issues, often we will do that. Or really severe, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, or if you're very sick, it appears your gut is very damaged. Sometimes removing all grains is a good thing. So it's a little personalized, right? But minimum, gluten-free, get rid of all the processed white flour products, even if it's rice flour, you know, you don't want to do the white stuff, okay? So getting rid of the sugar. And sugar and candy, and even if it's gluten-free, like stay away from all those gluten-free processed food products, right?
And well, so, what's scary about those is, I mean, they look intriguing. My life is hard. I'm just going to reach for the simple gluten-free. But when you read the back of that package, it's as confusing as a processed, I mean, it is processed food. It just has a fancy label, gluten-free.
Exactly. And so whether you're following Whole 30 or ordering in paleo, or I call mine the leaky gut diet for arthritis is the one that I'm sort of labeled for the moment for my rheumatoid arthritis people, but just a basic autoimmune elimination diet, whatever you're following, the quality. So you have to focus on the quality, and that's what we're talking about. Read the labels. It shouldn't have a lot of ingredients in it. This is one of the reasons we remove soy and corn also, because of all those soy protein and soy products and corn syrups that you find in all of those ingredients. Get rid of all that. So the quality of the grains has to be stellar if you're going to have them. Whole grains, natural form, like one ingredient or two ingredients, and that's it. Number two is the quality of the animal. I'm not anti-animal. I try to really steer people towards, you know, none of us are really anti-animal if you're choosing quality animals, right? So get rid of the animals that are feedlot animals, fed corn, that have antibiotics, hormones. So you want grass-fed and grass-finished beef. You want free-range organic chickens. You want fish that's wild, right? And not farmed. The farmed organic might, there's a whole discussion about fish we could have another day, but low mercury fish, you must look at the fish list. And especially if you have autoimmunity, which I assume you do if you're listening to this, you want to really be mindful of mercury. Mercury is an autoimmune trigger. There's good studies that look at that. And it might be that people with autoimmunity actually have impaired detoxification from their genetics. That might be one of the ways that makes you genetically susceptible, so that toxins will accumulate in your body. And so you want to make sure you have a low exposure to any and all toxins, not just mercury, all of them. But so be mindful of the fish. So the quality of the animal you're choosing is really important. The third thing is, so it's the sugar, the quality of the animal, the quality of the fat. You want to get rid of all of those processed oils, vegetable oils, and you should just be drowning yourself in olive oil. You can do avocado oils, like the hot thing now. Coconut oil, I would be careful, just because too much, this whole fad about so much coconut, if you have cardiovascular disease, the jury's out about whether or not coconut fat, you know, might raise cholesterol in some people. And so I think you have to be a little bit mindful of how much coconut you're dumping into your system. It's like the hot thing. But, you know, olive oil, nuts and seeds, and when you cold process oils, like the vegetable oils and the canola oils, you have to be really careful because factory processed.
Right.
They use solvents that end up in the oil. And so the kind of fat you're choosing to put in your body determines your level of inflammation, is one of the main factors that determine your level of inflammation. So filling your body with quality fats, key. We're all saying the same thing, right? You see what I'm saying? Focus on what we all have in common, not like which food plan should I do? And, you know, because at the end of the day, the long term, in order to heal yourself from an autoimmune condition, there's the initial jump start, all these things you're going to do at the beginning. And then Sharon, you know this because you've been doing this for a long time. It's finish what you started. How do you have a long-term plan that's going to continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper and heal your gut? So the third, number four is bring in all the good stuff. So it's make sure you're eating lots of fiber. Make sure you're eating a lot of prebiotic and probiotic foods to feed the microbiome. Make sure you're eating a lot of antioxidants and color in the rainbow to feed your detox system that's going to help you detoxify your nutrients. So it's all that good stuff that we want you to be eating, because of it feeds and supports all the systems of function in your body that will help your immune system function better. These are things we all agree on, right? And then number five actually was make sure you're not bringing in sort of toxins and preservatives and other things in the food. That's sort of cleaning up those labels, which when you get rid of the processed food, you sort of end up getting rid of that. But we all agree about that. And so temporarily, being really restrictive and taking out all grains and legumes and focusing on doing more paleo, you know, try it. See if you like that. And you might need that at the beginning. But long term, the goal for a long term food plan is hands down a food plan that's going to support your gut microbiome at the end of the day. And the best food plans for that is a good old Mediterranean based diet. You know, it's like Goldilocks, not too much, not too little. It's all the things we said about removing all those, the quality, the five guidelines for choosing food. But then autoimmune, you're going to be gluten-free basically forever, certainly until your autoimmunity's gone. And then you decide if how much gluten-free grains, whole grain and healthy, that you want to keep in it. But a generally long-term immune supportive anti-inflammatory diet is eating lots of vegetables and colors and nuts and seeds and a little bit of dairy if you tolerate it. Mediterranean diet, they don't eat much dairy. And they eat a lot of sheep and goat products, and not, they really don't eat much cow if you look at the Mediterranean countries, especially like Greece and those, you know, Mediterranean countries. Really looking at, you know, minimize dairy, which is inflammatory, and choosing the quality of dairy if you're going to have it. But at the beginning, we take the dairy out. Step one, really restrictive, take out all those things that you might be sensitive to. And then eventually you can add them back one by one as you feel better to see if they trigger symptoms. And then your long-term food plan is really a basic, like I said, Mediterranean diet, which is focused on, it's not a lot of animal in there, right? It's a lot of, you're drowning in olive oil and you're eating a lot of nuts and seeds and you're having, you know, some fish and some, you know, a little bit of chicken and limited red meat and high in this thing called polyphenols. Polyphenols are the wonder child of the phytonutrient world, basically in every kind of vegetable. And it's the active component that the research is really showing influences your body in a very powerful way. It influences your microbiome and it reduces oxidative stress and helps you as an antioxidant. And so polyphenol-rich diet, that's what the Mediterranean diet has been shown to be. I think long-term, beware of too much animal. I think you should be eating 70% plants. And then what you do with that other 30%, you can decide how much animal you want to put in there. And so food is where you start. I went on a rant about food. You know, you talked about rabbit hole, but...
And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break with more with Dr. Blum.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach, and my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor, and tonight we're here with Dr. Susan Blum. We're hearing optimism, you can recover, that there is a way out.
You know, step one is always food, and there's so much confusion. I spend a lot of time talking about food. Actually, last night I did a chef and doctor series with David Boulay, who's the most brilliant chef when it comes to knowing exactly what, you know, what food does in the body. And definitely food on my mind. So
awesome.
Was that clear about food? Did that?
Yes, it was clear. I wanted to point out one little thing that I bumped into during the elimination process was some of the supplements and different items I'd been put on. One of them actually had canola oil as the binding agent, and another had some gluten in it that wasn't marked on the label, but it was due to the reaction I got. We were like, okay, what's going on? And then realized, well, maybe eliminate the supplements and see what happens. And when we went back one by one, there's something in that supplement not listed that was causing a reaction. So they can be kind of sneaky, those reactions.
Yeah, they can be really sneaky. And it's a good point about supplements and the need to make sure you're choosing where you're getting your supplements from. And, you know, that you're choosing quality supplements. And so, you know, we all use our, you know, I have my favorite companies that I use. And some of them you can get on Amazon pretty easily, you know, like Pure Encapsulations and Thorn. And I use a lot of Metagenics and Zymogen, which you can't get on Amazon. I have a website, plumhealthmd.com, which has a store. You know, I'm not trying to, I don't care where people get supplements from, but you can even see the different things that I carry, you know, to see that. But Amazon, you can actually get pretty decent stuff. And sometimes you do have to pay a little more. So Thorn and Designs for Health, and I'm just giving things that I know they do sell on Amazon. Fish oils, you can definitely get Nordic Naturals everywhere. And that's a great company, but it might be cost a little more than the cheapest one. So be very careful. And that's a very good point.
Well, my canola oil story was, it was actually through a practitioner, and it was a line that I've used before that I thought highly of. So I was really shocked when I had a reaction, and then we looked at it. So, oh, that's interesting. The binding agent is canola oil, which we were both like, oh, that's a little odd.
I know, and it is. And actually, I had that experience with Metagenics because their vitamin D was in soy oil, these little capsules. And I remember like not even really thinking it through, and I was carrying it. And one of my patients said, how do you want me to take this? You're taking me off soy. So I ended up having to stop, and I actually gave them feedback, and they've changed it now, you know, right. Because I said, I have to stop carrying this. And so they went through some changes with ownership, and the new owners sort of have cleaned everything up from that kind of thing. And people talk about that with like soy lecithin. And so a lot of people are switching to sunflower lecithin. It's true. There's hidden things that might be a problem. And so if I love that, it's good advice that you gave in terms of stopping everything. If you're not sure what's happening, just stop everything. Add them back one at a time. I always say add one, wait at least 2, 3, or 4 days before even trying the next one and see if you have a reaction. And also if you're trying new supplements, to always start with one at a time. So you introduce the first one, you wait several days, you introduce the next one. Don't start multiple things at the same time, because if you have a reaction, you won't know which one did it.
Right. And you never know that maybe two of them together did it too.
But you see, you've become your own expert. Right? And you're knowledgeable. But that's okay. So everybody listening, you each have to become your own expert. This is now the world of complex chronic illness. This is autoimmunity. There is not, I mean, we are your guides in the integrative functional world. If you can find someone to guide you, great. And even if you're working with me, you're becoming an expert. I'm teaching you. And so everybody, there's a shift of locus of control again, and the need to step in and become more of your own expert, and to feel comfortable creating a team where you can participate, right? And say no or yes, or that makes sense for me or it doesn't.
That's where we come back full circle to this team, because my team now trusts what I say about my body. They might go, well, and give me a solution. Like, well, do you remember when we did XYZ? Because I don't expect them to remember my health history like I remember it.
That's true. We do our best. I mean, I take really good notes, but you're going to remember it all best.
Exactly. Right. And that's where I don't know if I'm an expert, but I'm an expert in my body. I'm an expert in how I feel.
And yes.
I think the important thing is.
And not just that, Sharon, but it's actually facilitated your healing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We call ourselves thrivers here. We're not survivors. We're
exactly.
thrivers.
Exactly. But that's why you're thriving. That's not the only reason why, but like that aspect is absolutely really important.
I think the attitude is important too, but oh my goodness, we just got so wound up here. I want to have time to have everybody know about your books, where to find you. You did mention your website, but please mention it again and let's share a little bit.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so I'm busy doing a million things, but I'm going to make this very easy as much as I can. So my two books are The Immune System Recovery Plan. You can get it on Amazon, very easy. And just you can Google me, Susan Blum, or The Immune System Recovery Plan, as well as Healing Arthritis. What I did with Healing Arthritis was because of the gut arthritis connection. There's so much research on especially rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, and rheumatic disease arthritis from anyone with inflammatory autoimmune arthritis. There's so much research now on the gut arthritis connection. So I pulled out and wrote an entire book talking about that very specifically. So that just came out in 2017. So that's sort of in my orbit, you know, more recently. So I definitely got the two books. But what I did was I created an online platform, and that's at blumhealthmd.com. And there I have health coaching programs. I have online, like Heal Your Gut, 30-day Heal My Gut program. I have online detox programs. I have ways to support you in doing this stuff yourself. And you can always add a coach, and my coach is amazing and well-trained in how to work with autoimmunity to any of the programs you're doing, or join a group coaching program, which is very affordable. And so my goal was really to try to make this accessible for people who can't come to see us. And then, so that's the website, blumhealthmd.com. And that's really the best way to go, place to go. If you want to learn about Blum Center for Health, that is actually a separate website, blumcenterforhealth.com. And I actually have We have a lot of clinicians, so you can read about us. You can come visit us there if you want to become a new patient. We have a lot of people travel from all over to come. We also have tele-education services. So if you want to do just an education consult with any of our clinicians, you actually can do that without coming to visit us. And that service you can also see on the Blum Center for Health site. So tons of information. Sign up for my newsletter. We send out content all the time. And there's a huge archives of all the things that we write, that I write. There's so much going on. So sign up for the newsletter and you'll always hear about it. And I really try to make myself an advocate, a teacher, and to try to find a way to make all this information and support as accessible as possible. So that's really what I've been working at for the past couple of years.
Oh, and that's what we love about you. Part of our community, that's our entire belief, is getting quality information out there to people and offering hope and health and inspire you that, you know, you too can do it. There's nothing mystical or magical about it. It's a process, guys, to regain your health. It's a process.
Yes. And you have to finish what, in my arthritis book, I'll just leave with, I'm so passionate about that long-term piece, the importance of it. There's no quick fix. If there's any take home that you have today, this isn't a quick fix. And so, but there's a jump start piece that we do right away and you'll feel better. But then there's my step three for the arthritis book. I called it the Finish What You Started 6-month program. Right?
I know I'm in rinse and repeat. That's
right?
All. It's really easy.
Rinse and repeat. You're going to have to retreat. You're going to have to treat your gut every 3-4 to 6 months until you're really there. And that's what happens. And if that's your expectation, you'll be less frustrated with the fact you're not all better within 30 days, which sometimes the online programs or people sort of make you think that's what's going to happen. But instead, this is a permanent lifestyle changes that you're going to need to make. And then that's how it's going to go deeper and deeper. Your body is an ecosystem. It takes time for the whole ecosystem to shift.
And it will shift.
And it will.
It will shift. That's one of my big messages is it will shift. You just have to believe that it will and do the process. Do the process. And we'll have to have you back, because my big things about what I believe healed me were diet, food, stress reduction, what I call sleep hygiene, and getting quality sleep, understanding what sleep hygiene is, and then understanding toxins and toxicities, and then, oh my goodness, the fifth one, it just escaped me.
Well, it has to be gut too, but
yeah.
Adenomyositis toxins are especially important. See, depending on which autoimmune condition you have sometimes, and your history, right? Yeah. When you really sit and think about it, like, we have all these triggers that trigger autoimmunity. The question is, which is the most relevant for you? Right. And so for you, it sounds like toxins were. And so that's another. So it's important to make sure, though, that you address each one, which is really what the autoimmune book tries to help take people through.
So everyone, we'll have that up on the website. The title's the Immune System Recovery Plan, as well as Healing Arthritis by Dr. Susan Blum. And we'll have links to that on the website at Life Interrupted Radio, as well as her two different, the online courses link, Blum Health ND, as well as blumcenterforhealth.com. So thank you so much, Dr. Susan, for being on the show. This is just awesome, giving us courage and to dive into it and giving us hope that yes, we can all do it as well. You break it down into such a simple process, and we love that about you. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And have a great weekend. Whatever your adventures, join me here next Friday for another episode of the Autoimmune Hour, as well as go over to lifeinterruptedradio.com and join Transcribe Tribe. It's free to join, and you'll get not only Dr. Blum's transcript, but all the transcripts from the 180-plus episodes we've done. And those are always helpful because you might go, I heard something, or I want to take it and show my friend, whatever it is. You can find it right there in the transcript as well. And don't forget to watch us on YouTube. If you aren't seeing this video on YouTube, jump over to YouTube if you're listening to the podcast as well. So everyone, as I said, have a great weekend and join us here next Friday. Enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.